information, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Here we are, back again Wednesday at 11, means Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. And we, every week, crown someone new that has that little bit of knowledge, that nugget of information that is the answer to the question we pose. And as a result, you become crowned the smartest listener in our province. And for that, you get a Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener t-shirt from our friends at Little Town Apparel. And we always appreciate their support of this program and your support for playing along. I can't even tell you how many people I talked to. I was at Agribition on Thursday of last week. I had a number of people say, I never call in, but we have a little bit of a text group between whether it's coworkers, some people it's family members, and we play along with Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener. So I appreciate everyone that joins in the competition. Now, last week, if you remember this, last week we asked the question, and the question last week was, this city feels like the Beatles snubbed it. And my very first caller, Lorne Mishishnik, who calls in from Moores Beach on a regular basis, he's usually one of the first callers calling in, and most times people who are the first caller are cursing the fact they're the only time it's good to be the first caller is if you know the answer, and Lauren did. And Lauren joins me by phone today. How are you, Lauren?
Real good.
That's good. So, yeah, the question I asked last week, this city feels like the Beatles snubbed it, and you, caller number one, said?
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg is the answer. Winnipeg, Manitoba, where the Beatles plane landed in 1964 to refuel, but not to play a concert. They moved on to San Francisco after that. So congratulations once again on that. How's your week been, Lauren, at Moores Beach? Like, have you got someone out there who can bring you a coffee or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it was good. But on the lead up to last week's question you asked, said there must be an expert Beatle fan out there that would know this. But I'm more of the other side of the question. Being a diehard Rider fan, I'm kind of an expert in snubbing Winnipeg.
I like it. That works too. That works too. Well, that's good. There's no ice on the water yet at Moores Beach, is there?
Well, there's a foot.
A foot of ice?
Well, from the shore out to the open water. Not a foot thick, just a foot of crust.
Yeah, okay. Crust around the outside.
Probably what I said, there's a foot of ice. There's probably guys having their ice shacks headed that way already.
Well, Lauren, listen, you're a great winner, and I appreciate you playing along. But now you have the distinction of asking this week's Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener question. Have you got it in hand?
I do.
Okay, let's have it.
As of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly.
As of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly. Okay, that's a good one. Lauren, congratulations on the win, and thanks so much for being a great champion.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take care. Okay, 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open for you. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener question today is this. As of 2023... It's, by the way, I'll tell you this already. Even before we take our first guest, this was the last time that there was an official kind of measure of this, apparently. As of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly. What are we talking about? Does it pay to be first 2 weeks in a row? Let's find out. Andy in Regina is my first caller. How are you, Andy?
I'm all right.
That's good. Have you got my answer?
Well, I want to say it's using their credit card.
Credit card use is a great answer, but it's not the right one. Not the right one, but thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. So the question today, as of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly. No, it's not using your credit card. Brent in Saskatoon, what do you think?
Working from home.
Hey, there's a good guess, really good guess, but no, that's not the right answer. Working from home, not what we're looking from. 1-877-332-8255. Bart in Saskatoon, thanks for calling in to Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. Do you know the answer?
I do not.
Do you have a guess?
I'm going to make a guess.
Okay.
Checking their credit score.
Okay, that's good. I also liked your honesty. Do you have the answer? I do not, but I'm going to give you a guess. Checking the credit score? No, that's not the answer, but thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go now to Weyburn. Rick is on the line. Rick, as of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly.
Is it paying bills online?
Good guess, but no, not paying bills online. 1-877-332-8255. Calls are coming in fast and furious. Someone's going to get this. Gary is on the road. Gary, as of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly.
My answer was the same as the gentleman before, paying bills.
Okay,
online.
Would you want to take another swipe?
Oh,
I mean, there's a lot of things it could be. What are one third of Canadians doing every month?
Give me a sec here, Evan. Give me a sec here.
I need the Jeopardy theme to play in the movie.
Yeah. Checking the population of Canada. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay. See, what you do is you've eliminated one answer for someone else because it's not the right answer. So checking in on the census pop of... No, that's not what we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255. Andy in Regina, as of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly.
3-2-8-2-5-5. Groceries.
Buying groceries? Well, Good guess. Gosh, I hope the number would be higher than a third. That's not the answer we're looking for, buying groceries, but thanks for playing along. As of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly. Keith in Mooseman, what do you think?
Boiling water for drinking.
That would be a sad state of affairs if that was the case, but no, that's not what we're looking for, boiling water for drinking. 1-877-332-8255. We're going to Saskatoon next. I've got Rick on the line. Rick, do you know the answer?
Would it be baking?
Baking? No, not baking. Not baking. I'm not at the point where I'm going to give a hint yet. I have confidence we're going to get there. Maybe Blaine and Moose Jaw will either get the right answer or get us close enough that a hint will come out. What do you think? Here's the question, Blaine. As of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly.
I'm going to pull from my own experience and say going to a chiropractor.
Oh, okay. There's one that I think I could add myself to that list too. But no, Blaine, it's not going to the chiropractor. What is it? 1-877-332-8255. As of 2023. About a third of Canadians were doing this monthly. Let's go to Marilyn up next. Marilyn, what do you think?
I think it is testing themselves for COVID.
Okay. That's one of those questions that I'm guessing that there are a number of people that still do the testing. It's been a long time since I have. But no, it's not testing for COVID. What is it? 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to the thriving metropolis of Grönland, Saskatchewan, where I have been multiple times, although I don't think, Mike, you and I have met before, but I'm happy to have you calling in. Mike, as of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly. What do you say?
I'm going to guess couponing.
Couponing? That's a good answer. Not the right answer, but it's a good answer. Thanks for playing along. I know we got to probably be close to giving a hint here. We're getting close to the end of the first segment. I'm going to take a couple more calls. Dave and Craven, have you got a thought for me?
Well, I'm just thinking, how about going to the doctor?
Going visiting the doctor on a monthly basis, a third of Canadians? No. It's not going to the doctor. As of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly. Once we get the right answer, it'll be interesting to know if you fall into this category or not. And I'm going to guess a lot of you will. I'll explain why later. Let's go to Scott in Saskatoon. Scott, do you know the answer? As of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly.
Changing your socks and your underwear.
Monthly? Monthly, Scott?
Well, we've got to give her a laugh anyway.
Yeah. It's getting a little crusty. No, that's not what we're looking for. Thanks for the thought. Let's go to Vaughn on the road today. Vaughn, what do you think?
Would it be barbecuing?
Barbecuing, great answer, but no, not barbecuing. It's something that I'd say a lot of people probably do in their the answer is something people do in their leisure time. Although you could do it while you're working too. You absolutely could do it while you're working. But you could do it in your leisure time. You could do it while you're driving. There, that's probably a hint maybe to drive you in the right direction. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of ways and times in which you could do it. Could be leisure time, could be on work time, could be while you're driving. What is the answer? The question again, and I'm going to go to Josh in Regina as my last guest before the break. As of 2023, about a third of Canadians were doing this monthly. What do you think, Josh?
I would say listening to a podcast.
Listening to a podcast is right. Was it my hint, or did you know this?
It was your hint? Yes, it was.
So, you know, I'm guessing a lot of our listeners would fall into the category that they are in that one-third of Canadians. In fact, I have a lot of people that will tell me they don't catch the show necessarily live in the morning. It's often while they're driving their kids, they'll listen to a segment or a portion of it on the show. But you're right, listening to podcasts. So the last data that was done on this from 2023 found about a third of Canadians do that on a monthly basis. And of course, we're talking about those that are 18 or older or adults. So are you a podcaster, Josh? You like listening?
Yeah, every now and then, probably about every month.
Yeah, that's the thing. What's your last name, Josh?
McDonald.
McDonald. You're from Regina. What keeps you busy in Regina?
I work in an office in the city there.
Okay, good stuff. Well, listen,
I'm on the road today, though.
Good stuff. Well, I appreciate you listening in. I appreciate you playing along. Have you ever won this competition before?
No, I have not.
Well, today is the day. You are not only the winner, not only are you crowned the champ this week, but Josh McDonald, you are getting Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener Limited Edition T-shirt sent to you as well. Congratulations, awesome. My friend.
Thank you very much.
Great stuff. Okay, don't go anywhere. Hang on. Frank's got to talk to you, get some details to mail your prize out to you. We will take a break and we will be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.